You're going to be here on Saturday performing for your EP release tour, which is called Treasure Horse. Have I got all that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're going to be at a venue called the Tiny Large House. Do you know much about this venue?
Because the Large Tiny House.
The Large Tiny House?
So it's a house concert in Raglan.
Yeah.
And some friends who, they used to have a very small cottage, a tiny house.
Yeah.
And they would host concerts there. And now the house has been extended to about four times the original size. So now it's the Large Tiny House.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Yeah. And the and we don't know the address. You only get the address when you go and buy the tickets.
That's correct.
So it's kind of like a rumour in town that this venue is a rumour. That's the level it's at.
You can always get in touch with us if you're hoping to come on the night, and we'll send you the details. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, so that's happening. And because we're on the radio, and I have played your song. I played one of your tracks earlier this morning. But for those who didn't hear that, can you kind of describe your music in words?
Oh, I'll do my best.
Yeah, I know it's always a struggle, but it's always interesting to see what people say as well.
Yeah, so I describe it as alt folk, like alternative folk. It's very spacious and like ambient stories and, largely acoustic instruments. There's a little bit of electric guitar speckled in there, but largely, I play the acoustic guitar, and we've got live drums and a lot of like cello and fiddle and a few horns thrown in there for good measure.
So you've got a band with you, obviously.
Yes, correct. So this is a solo show and the Raglan show. All the details are on the Under the Radar page. But I do play with a band in the city. Yeah.
Okay. Wellington. Okay. So, but this one is just you.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And no support act.
No, not this time. I have said if anyone would like to come and play a few songs to start the show, I'm trying to encourage that, and I'd love to facilitate two or three people standing up. But this is going to be like just a very intimate, like classic house concert vibe.
Yep.
And, it's a really beautiful, beautiful setting, and it starts at 7:30 on Saturday night.
Actually, I was just looking at the list of five venues that are for this tour that you're doing at the moment, and there's just a great, unusual collection of places you're going, like Wine Cellar in Auckland, Bowling Club in Wellington, Raumati Social Club in Kapiti, the Inch Bar in Dunedin.
Yes, I wouldn't say that they're too unusual.
No, probably not these days. But
so, yeah, we're doing a couple of big band shows to celebrate the EP, and then the rest of the tour is solo.
Okay, do you want to tell us a little bit about the EP in that case? It sounds like something you've been working on for quite a while.
Yeah, I guess it's been pretty much a year-long project, as these things do seem to take a while. And yeah, it's a collection of songs that I wrote in a specific time in my life. They aren't scattered around from different eras. They were very much like always a collection. And I recorded the first two, like Outnumbered and Body Now, on their own with Toby Lloyd, who's a producer in Wellington. And then I was lucky enough to get some New Zealand On Air funding to develop some songs with a producer, Charlotte Yates. So that's how the rest of the EP took shape. So we were able to go into the studio and collect an incredible bunch of Wellington musicians.
Yeah.
And then we have the full five-track EP, and I've been working on the release and the videos and all kinds of things that happen behind the scenes for the past few months since we finished recording.
So do you work with a record company? Not many people I talk to actually do these days.
No, it's getting very much less uncommon, I should say. So I'm totally independent at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. And is that a preference or just the way it worked out?
I think I would be very, very cautious and careful if I was to consider signing on to a label,
yeah.
And my creative control and like pacing is very important to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the writing of the songs. I see you play guitar. So are you writing just yourself and a guitar to start with? And then
classically, yes.
Yeah, and then how?
Sometimes without the guitar.
Sometimes, okay.
Sometimes just melodies in my head. Yeah.
So you're hearing them in the head, or you're singing them out loud? How does that work for you?
I have this new thing lately, which is that I sometimes put a drone of a note into my headphones,
yeah.
And then I like just write sort of in my brain. And then I like the words and the melody form, and I found it's like quite a cool way, compared to sitting down with the guitar, like it's a little bit more free.
Yeah. I find it endlessly fascinating how people sort of get in touch with their creativity. And that's a new thing I haven't heard before too. So
yeah.
when you come to be with the band, if you're doing a lot of the creativity in your head, have you heard all of the band in your head before you go into the studio, or are the musicians contributing to that as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. It kind of depends on the song. So some songs or some like instruments within a song, it is very clear in my head, and then it's just a case of getting what's in my head into the head of like my session musicians.
Yeah.
And other times I really feel quite open and I'm like looking for input. And so then we just play and experiment. And because in the studio, everything is recorded and we can like grab little pieces from what they've done, or go back and, you know, develop a certain idea. So yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah. So you were, I guess it was fortunate to have a little bit of funding around so you could actually spend some time doing that in the studio.
Absolutely, especially as a new artist. To have that a little bit more space to be able to try things and still stay true to what felt right for me without having sort of time pressure or financial pressure to just get it done.
Yeah.
It was really amazing.
Yeah. And were you looking to produce, I mean, you've produced an EP with 5 tracks. Was there a bit of thinking about that? You're not just putting out singles or going for something bigger, like a full album?
Yeah, I'm a little bit against singles culture, although, but you know, that's the way that like music is heading in a lot of ways. But I just love bodies of work, and that's, yeah, music that I primarily listen to is albums. And yeah, so it wasn't exactly advised that I release an EP now. But yeah, it's just an important way for me to do things. And I sort of reached a middle ground by getting, you know, the momentum from those singles off the EP.
Yeah. I mean,
I love them together.
I mean, I think the advice these days is to first build a following on TikTok. Then move from there, but that doesn't quite sound how you want to do it.
No. And there's still like lots of different approaches to have, and it really depends especially on the genre and also on your audience.
Yeah. I mean, your music doesn't sound like your audience is going to be on TikTok anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a TikTok user really.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned before that you're not with a record company, so you are kind of organising the promotion yourself. So how are you connecting with an audience and with people?
How do I do that? I don't know. There's, I guess, a lot of different streams that people come towards me. Obviously, playing live around the country has always helped. And people find me through like Facebook and Instagram, and through other like music associates and like under the radar, you know, writing about me or something, and then people come in like that, and yeah, it's been working well so far. Festivals, things like that are great. Yeah,
they would be. I saw you commented on your Facebook about how Under the Radar had described you, and I went to Under the Radar, and it's actually, there's a different description there now from that one. that I'm reading. I don't know where that... Do they always write their own descriptions, or do sometimes the musicians give them the description?
If it's like... There was the article about the EP that was all there... that was all their writing.
Yeah. I'm looking at something now that says it describes your music as a precise blend of cutting grief and unshakable optimism.
I'm not sure. There's been a few articles.
There wasn't you, though?
No.
No, okay. And also it says a ride journey through the depths of self, bleak longing, and a celebration of life. Do you feel like that's apt?
Yes. I have written things similar to that. They've probably read. I said something recently about the EP being like very optimistic and partly ridiculous and
oh really,
full of somewhat grief but also celebration. So
is that? I guess it's not an aim. You sound more like you're creating your music out of somewhere, but you're not with a specific aim.
I write how feels natural for me to write, and I guess what is natural is kind of bringing in both like dark and light.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes there's like a lot of sadness in the songs, but there's like a there is definitely underlying optimism and also like humor and silliness through through a lot of them, and that that seems to be where I sit is kind of teetering between those two sides.
Do you think there's something about music too that you can start off singing about something bleak and or grieving but with music it turns into a celebration?
Yeah, I do. Even just the process of getting something out and it becoming a song, and then that living sort of outside of your body, like, can also be very freeing. And then, also just the sounds, like how it comes out, like the last track on the EP is kind of a great example of that, like something sad that has like. Or like slightly depressing that has turned into this like hilariously joyful anthem in a way.
Right. Which song is that?
That's the birthday song.
Maybe we should
track five.
Maybe we should play that after the interview.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, you could kind of explore that. So I saw another interview you did that you said you'd had music lessons as a kid and then become disillusioned.
Mm.
And I thought, I mean, I'm a kid that did music lessons and got disillusioned and never went back. So how did you end up coming back?
It was a slow coming back. It's tricky. And I really understand, like, I would find it hard if I had a child to know how to approach trying to gift them music. So, yeah, I got sort of turned away from kind of all music for a little while, and it wasn't until I, when I left school, I went traveling overseas and, ended up living in Australia and didn't really come home much for a while. And it was just through like traveling and meeting people on the road who shared music in a way that I hadn't really seen. And I guess that's like integral of like the folk and acoustic communities of people just like sharing music for the sake of community and like hearing like really honest and like stripped down music and like finding the beauty in just like something really simple. And it sparked so much in me, especially like as a young person. Like my main exposure was like the radio, like was very produced music.
Yeah.
That was made by people that I would never encounter in my everyday life.
Yeah.
And sort of bringing it back down to earth, was really important. And then I was sort of able to follow that into finding, bigger artists that I loved and genres that I connected with more. And, it's really a relief that happened.
Yeah, so... That's the start. Where do you hope to go from here? You're traveling with your EP, letting people hear it and mm-hmm. getting out there. Have you got plans for the future already lined up?
In a loose kind of way. It's been an enormous year of, I guess, like self-management, and I'm really looking forward to, like, taking a pause, and aside from some, like, summer shows, I'm trying to take a pause that is as long as I need it to be. But then, yeah, I, of course, do have plans for the future, and I would... the goal is to make an album next. But, yeah, I'm trying to... I think it's quite easy to be become burnt out as a independent. So, yeah, just doing my best to, like, stay balanced. But, yes, absolutely love to make an album and think about that.
Yeah, yeah. Often. Are there songs like Percolating Away in the background at the moment?
Yes, there are. Not the full albums. I'm really looking forward to putting aside promotion so that I can focus more on writing. But, there are songs, and if you come to the gig on Saturday night, you'll definitely hear a few of those.
That's cool. Because we keep talking about you've got five songs in this EP, and I thought we should reassure people that you're going to play more than five songs.
I'm going to play more than five songs.
Do you play all your own music?
Yes, I do. I play, sometimes I'll play sort of one token cover.
Yeah.
But that's really it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, folks, we've been talking to Greta O'Leary, who's playing at the, I keep getting the name mixed up, it's the Tiny Large House.
The Large Tiny House.
The Large Tiny House. Close. Yeah, you get
so
the
it's
idea.
It's on Government Road, so it's, in town, basically.
Yeah, and you'll get the full address when you book your ticket at, and that's Under the Radar, isn't it?
Correct, just
$10.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Look, Greta, been really interesting talking to you this morning, and I like that you're trying to. I can hear you're trying to stay true to your creativity and your music, and not get sidetracked by other things. Mm. That's awesome. I always love to hear when people are doing that. So yeah, thanks for your time, and I hope you have a great gig and a good tour.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me, Aaron.
All right. Folks, that was Greta O'Leary there. The EP is called Treasure Horse, and we're going to play the birthday song. I have survived 100% of your birthdays so far. If you're standing here, you've survived. More than twice, I turned 10. My horse, she died. Watched her fall underfoot. Wrote in a comic book. My primary school.
Said I was like a cartoon.